Now, before we start the new sugya with the Tula Shainas, I'd like you to just turn back to Beis Hamikdash for a minute so that we can review one line of Gemara and a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos to see the similarities between that one line and this whole amid. Gemara Beis Hamikdash, when it started, the Machlokes Rabbah and Rava, the Gemara is the second line. The second line of Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara said, "May b'nayu, we could deny you that Sua Beitre." Okay, Gemara said that there's an afgamina between Rabbah and Rava. That Sua Beitre, what does it mean, Sua Beitre? So Rashi says, "Shnei Yam Nasu Shluchim." Right, the Gemara said there that two people, two shluchim, bring the get. What's it in? What's it in there? That's your betray. The two shluchim bring it. According to Rava, you don't need the farai nechta, but farai nechta. According to Rava, you still need the farai nechta, farai nechta, because the stuff knows your bishma. So there's a machlokes there between Rava and Rava. Now, before I get to Rashi Tosfos, it seems that our Gemara, the first Lashon and the second Lashon, is the first Lashon. Our Gemara is talking about Asiyu Beitre, right? The whole first Lashon, second Lashon is what happens if they're both Shluchim. That's the Gemara we're about to learn. That's Asiyu Beitre. That's going to be our Gemara. And the first Lashon says that if two people bring it, what's it in? The first Lashon says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan." The Mishnah is talking that two people are not shluchim, but if they're shluchim, it's kosher. So it says in the first Lashon. Rashi says the first Lashon is going like who? Right, like Rava. Right. The first Lashon is going like Rava. So the Gemara is saying that according to Rava, if it's a Sua Beitre, it's good. Right. But the Shachrina and Tesayin Amid Beis says that if they bring it, it's no good. And the Gemara says it's going like Rabba. So it sounds like what the Gemara here said in three words, that's you a Beitre, right? That two people bring it, like Rava, it is good, like Rabba, it's no good. Our Gemara is saying in an Amid, except that it's plugging into the Mishnah, so it takes a long time to say it. But it's saying the same thing. First Lashon is saying, this is going like Rava, at least according to Rashi. It's going like Rava, it's saying that Asiyu Beitre is good. You don't need B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. And the second Lashon, the Lashachrina, is saying that, which is going like Rava, the Gemara itself says the second Lashon is going like Rava, it's saying Asiyu Beitre, you do need B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. So it seems the Tula Shainas in the Gemara, these three words. I mean, the Iker Machlokes seems the Tula Shainas. And I think that's the simple pshat. Another Nakuda. We had there a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos by Sua Beitre. Why, if two people bring it like Rava, is it any better? If two people bring it like Rava, it's good. Why? Why don't you need B'fanei Nechtam? So what did Rashi say? Because you have here two people to be Mekayim it. So you have here two people to be Mekayim it. So you don't need B'fanei Nechtam. The Sua Beitre, two people brought it. So you have two people. So Rashi said, since you have two people, you don't need B'fanei Nechtam. Tosfos asked on that. Ancient memories. Tosfos asked, do we lock these two people in a box? That'll be Nikim, they'll be Makaimit. Why does it help? Two people come in a whole big country, and now two people are going to come to Eretz Yisrael. So that's enough that I'm sure I could be Makaimit. And we explained that if right now they're Makaimit, so then first you can only B'fanei Nechtam, that's Kim. It just means you don't need B'fanei Nechtam. So Taisa, yes, that's what Bekipa Talilei. What's Pshat and Rashi? Therefore, Tosfos argues with Rashi, and the reason Tosfos says, "Sua Beitre, if two people come and they say that the Baal sent them, two Eidus that say the Baal sent them, Tosa said is good. You don't need Kiyum. Tosa said a Chiddush that we're not choshing the Baal to be Mashal, to purposely write a bad get. If the Baal doesn't want to write a get, he doesn't have to write a get. No one can force him. So we're not going to be choshing the Baal to write a bad get. And therefore Tosa said, and again this line of Tosa is important, it's going to match our Tosa's. Tosa said that the two come and they're shluchim. As soon as they say the Baal sent us, that's the same thing as you don't need Kiyum anymore. It's just as good as the Kiyum. Because if the Baal sent me, it must be it's a good get. You're not such a husband, he's going to write a bad get. See, the sign of Tosis was that if the Baal sent, it's just as good as Kiyum. Because the Baal would not send for a bad get. So if you have two aiming and say the Baal sent him, that's just as good as him. That's what Tosis said over there. Which basically, the way Rav Shlomo was masbed, a machlokes, Tosis holds that Shul Beit Shrei is like a kiyum. When two people come, it's like b'fanei nechdam, b'fanei nechdam. It's just as good. Because if two people say, the husband sent me, it's just as good as a kiyum. Rashi holds that Shul Beit Shrei is not as good as b'fanei nechdam. We just don't need b'fanei nechdam. We don't need it. If two people came, Rashi Sheet is, there's no takana before I nefta, before I nefta. Taisa Sheet is, there is a key, it's just we have it. That was the way those three words of the Gemara on Beis HaMidrash, that's the way we learned it. It's Pashup Shat, and it's pretty much a Hagdama to the, we're going to tell you, we're trying to learn most of the Amid, the Tula Shavis of the Gemara, which cover all of this. So we're going to spend some time today on Pshat, and then some time on the Lumdis. Not sure which one you'd rather. Shot along this. What do you? What's better? Pshat is better if you know pshat, but it's not. Just to work out the pshat and the Gemara takes a little bit of working out since it's tula shyness. So just to work out the sheet, this takes a little bit of effort. So let's see how much we can do. First, we'll do the first lash. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yechanan. Loi shanu el she'ein haget yaitzim mitachas yidei shneim. Our whole Mishnah is talking that they're not shluchim. They're not shneim shluchim. Abba, get yaitzim mitachas yidei shneim, which Rashi says means shneim shluchim, kosher, which is like the Gemara Beis Hamidrash said, according to Rava. According to Rava, it's good. Why is it good? Why Shneim Shluchim, why is it good? So according to Rashi, because there's no takana b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. According to Tosis, because it's just as good as b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Okay. Alma kasavar, Shneim sheviu getna medina seyam. Ein tzar sheyamir b'fanei melnecha b'fanei nechta. The Alma Kassavar is saying, he holds that a Siyur Beit Shrei doesn't need a Takana B'Fani Nechta. Alma Lei Abaya, now explain the Sefer. Alam Yat the Sefer, Ketani Shneim Ayim B'Fanei Nu Nechta. Bechad Ayim Er B'Fani Nechta. Apostle, Rav Yehuda Machshir. So we have a Machlaikis in this Sefer, which you're going to have to understand what do they argue in. That when two people say Nechta, and one says Nechta, and we're going out like Rav, that you need two Eidim on the Chesima. So Apostle, Rav Yehuda Machshir, Tama de ain't get Yotze Metachsi Yad Shneim. Ha, get Yotze Metachsi Yad Shneim, Machshir Rabbanon. If they're both Shluchim, would Rabbanon be Machshir? By Echad Aymer, B'fanei Nechtam? Amalei in. He said, yes, Rabbanon will be Machshir. Why would Rabbanon be Machshir? The same reason that Machshir in the Reisha, Rabbanon holds its kasha in the Reisha of Shneim Shluchim, whatever that reason will be, when you hold a Rashi of Tosfos on Beit HaMidrash, they need the Sefer. The Shneim Shluchim, the same thing in the Sefer, it's also good. So what are we saying now? If Shneim Shluchim, it's good no matter what. So it sounds complicated, I think it's really simple. Rabbi Yechon is just saying one sentence. The Lusha Kama is very, very simple. Rabbi Yechon is really only saying one sentence. He's saying, Asyua Beit Shrei, it's kosher. Side a Reisha, side a Sefer. That's all he's saying. Everything else that he says just says in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara asks, "V'chi ein get yotze mitachzi deshnei v'may tligi?" What's shot in the Mishnah? The Machlokes is Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. What is Rav Yehuda v'masher and the Chachamim paisel? Marsava gazrina d'lmas yelach lufei v'kim shtaras di'alma beit echad. U'marsava like gazrina. It's a Machlokes here. Are we guys we're talking here with one? There's one shliach. And are we guys that d'lmas yelach lufei v'kim shtaras di'alma? So Tama Kama holds that were geyser, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that were not geyser. This is the machlokes. Be'etzem Chachamim Wamamin the shliach to say b'farei nechta b'farei nechta. The question is if we make a geyser. Now, the Kama by itself, I don't think it's so complicated. I think what makes it a little complicated is once you get into the Lishma Basra. But just to turn back for a minute, there's a chiddush in the bottom Taisus. Taisus Alva Get Yaitz and Metachzi Ad Shneim Kasher. The first part of Taisus is simple. Rashi Pirish because she Shneim Adukim by Lavdaf. Rashi said Shneim Shluchim. Rashi said Shneim Adukim. They're both holding the piece of paper. So Taisus says Lavdaf. Kasher. Sorry, she Mami Shneim Adukim by Yisem Beget. We, of course, we don't mean they have to physically be holding the get. The first gift of Taisus is simple. Chiddush is the second. There were echad shliach by sheni meid shem b'fan of nasan avalas aget l'chaveirek. L'haylech l'ishnei. L'rav akasha. This one line. Taisus here holds that if you have one shliach, we said one shliach is possible. If you start to have a second person. If you have one shliach, plus another person who's the aid on the minu shlichus, that's also good. One shliach, and one person who's the aid on the minu shlichus, it's also good. Why? Why? Why is it good? Right, why is it good? Why is Eidus and Shlichus good?
Because
the Baal can't be Ma'ar later. Okay, because the Baal can't be Ma'ar. Where I would have said it, because like Choshed HaBaal Lachshilam, which was Taisus on Beis on Mibes, because we don't suspect that the husband wrote it puzzle, right? If we know for sure the husband made them shluchim, we're not chayshed that the husband wrote a puzzle again because he could have not written again. So later he can't say it can't be ma'ar or anything. And the main law, Taisus says that's kosher. Taisus, what? No. The chosher balach shilam is a concept that why would the husband write a puzzle again? Could be later if he changes his mind, he makes a rurim. But b'shas ma'isa, if we know he made a shliach, we have two aidim on the shlichus. So Tosfos tells that that's good. That's what Tosfos said on base of the base. What you mean? Tosfos says, "Hashem Yisrael has abal zekel chaver lahelch." The words which is actually from the Gemara of the Yomid Beis. It's funny, but twice this on Beis of the Beis said the same lashon. So Taisus means the same thing he meant there. How it combines, I think when we get to the bottom of the Yomid Beis, we'll have to figure that out. But this is Taisus again, the Shitasa. I'm trying to show you that this sugya, as complicated as it sounds, it's really a very simple sugya on Beis Amid Beis, where we had the one line, we have problems understanding Rashi and Taisus. First of all, at the beginning of this man, we shouldn't have problems understanding things in the first place. And second of all, it's just presented in a very simple way. Here it gets complicated, the Gemara mingles it with the Tzukshat in the Mishnah. Because Reish has a very shtaka kasha here on the sugya. But an ishus kasha requires a yediyah firsthand, first of all, hakdama, that any time we require two edim on something, the two edim don't have to say exactly the same thing, as long as they come to exactly the same result. For example, if let's say one eight says, I saw Reuven lend Shimon $100. And a second eight says, I saw Shimon be Maida that he owes Reuven $100. We said many times, being Maida only counts if it's either in Bezdin or in front of Atameda, in front of witnesses. But you have one eight on the Halva, one eight that saw the loan, and one aid that saw him be maida to the loan in a way that's mechayiv. So the halachi is eid halva, the eid hayda mitzarfet. It's not a problem. He says he saw the loan. He says he saw him be maida. It's not a problem. Eid hayda, the eid halva could be mitzarfet. Why not? There's no problem if the two aidim come from two different directions. And they say the same yaitzim and devarayim. There's no problem counting them as a pair of kosher aid. A similar thing. The Gemara says, Mishnah says in Bava Kama, if you see a camel behaving in a certain way, gomel oicher bein hagmalim. If you see a camel behaving a certain way, it's an umdana that he was the mazik. You have a group of camels, you know, which was mazik. So, gomel, oicher ben agmalim, it's an umdana, that camel was the mazik. If you would have one aid that says, I saw the camel through the hezik. And one aid that says, I didn't see it, but I saw gomel, oicher ben agmalim. I saw an umdana from the behavior of the camel, which is a raya that he was mazik. It's also mitzdarif. One aid who saw, and one aid who's an umdina, it's also good. Because again, you don't need the two aidim to say the same word. You just need the same tetzah. In certain cases, that's a Mishnah, that's an ansadi. That's why I mentioned the Mishnah's case, the umdina case, which is the Mishnah. Although umdina is yatana. The point is that the Eidim don't have to say, says, he's really even a bigger chiddush in the Gemara. We paskin, if you have an Eid Echad that Reuven lent Shimon $100 on Sunday, and another Eid Echad that he lent him $100 on Monday, it's a bigger chiddush. You don't have two Eidim on any one loan. You have one Eid that he lent him $100 on Sunday, another Eid he lent him $100 on Monday. And Reuven says, they're both telling the truth, he owes me $200. I lent him $100 on Sunday, $100 on Monday. But I have an Eid Echad on Sunday's $100, and I have Eid Echad on Monday's $100. We're also Mechayiv him to pay, but $100. We're going to be Mechayiv $100. But here we have two Eid, each one says he owes $100. We're also Mechayiv. Because the two Eidim don't have to say the same thing, as long as what's Yaitzim Midivrayim is the same. That's really Taisus also. Taisus says Eid Echad is the Shliach, and Eid Echad is made Shem Afar of Nasan Abbas, I guess. Eid on the Shlichus, and the Shliach himself. Okay, maybe Taisus, you don't have to come out to this Chiddush, but also it's in Starif. That's no problem. So Zainish goes on our mission. Echad Omar Befanai Nechtav. The Echad Omar Befanai Nechtam. What does Rabbi Yechonon say? Who's the Shliach? Who's the Shliach? One says Befanai Nechtam. One says Befanai Nechtam. Who's the Shliach? One of them. So Rabbi Yechonon says in this Lashon, Loishan Olosha Ein Get Yaitzim Metach Siyat Shneim. We're talking that only one of them is the Shliach. Okay? So what does the Mishnah say? Possible. One aid ksiva, one aid chasima, it's possible. So let's figure this out. There are two possibilities. It's possible, which one is the shliach? One of them is a shliach, one of them is a stranger. Now, if the shliach is the one who's saying, The Shneach is the one who says, I saw the signature. And the stranger says, Befanai Nechtav, I saw it was written. So that's easy. It's possible. The Edu said Nechtav, we really couldn't care less, because we're really going a late Rava, we're worried about Kiyom. So we really don't care. You say you saw it written. Mishkayach, you're not helping us. And then we have the Shliach who only said Befanai Nechtav. So it's no good. So that's easy. So in that case, Chazanish has no problems. But the Shliach is the one that's saying Nechtav. And the stranger is saying Nechtav. So the stranger is not helping us. Because the Rav says, we don't care Nechtav. We only care Nechtav. So, Memeila, since the Shliach only said Befanai Nechtav, he didn't say Befanai Nechtav. So the stranger doesn't help us. Pashim. Perfect Chazanish, what about the reverse case? The Shliach says, Befanai Nechtav, he says that I saw the Shtar written. And the Eid Echad says, Befanai Nechtav, I saw that it was signed. Zakta Chazanish, one minute. That should be a good two Eidus on the signature. Why? And one aid I have on the signature who says he saw the signature. The other aid is the shliach. He is saying, I was made a shliach. Right? That's what he's saying. He's saying, I'm a shliach. The husband made me a shliach. We just learned in Tysus. If someone says the husband made me a shliach, it's an undana that the signatures are good. Because lechoshet ha-ba'alach shilam. We're not questioning the husband's going to sign bad signatures. So like Tysus, in the case where the shliach says, Befanai Nechtav, and the one who's minashuk, the stranger, he says, Befanai Nechtav, those two eidos should be mitzaref to be kosher, because you have two eidim that it's a good chasima. One eid who saw it, eid Ria who saw it, and one eid who says the husband made me a shliach, which if the husband made me a shliach must be that that it's a kosher eid. What do you mean?
If what? It says that you don't need them both to actually be a shliach by the Baal. You have one guy that actually
a shliach,
and the other one just says, I saw the shliach. That's called two shluchim.
Right.
That's called yesterday shliach.
Right.
Is that the case every day?
It's the same case I'm asking, except in Tosfos you could say that in Tosfos one of them is a shliach, and the other one says, he made me a shliach. You could say, all right, they're both saying the same Eidus. They're both saying Eidus, I'm in a shlichus. Right?
One said he's a shliach, the other one said he made him.
Right. So they're both saying Eidus on the same fact. They're both, two people say the same words, I was made a shliach. In this case, the one who's a shliach says, I was made a shliach. The other one doesn't say he was made a shliach. The other one just says, I saw the signature. But funny enough, that's all he said. But Lamaisa, it should be two eidim on the kiyum of the signature. Because you have one eid who says, I saw the signature, and one eid who says it was a minui. So, if you have one eid who says, I saw the signature, one eid who says, I saw a minui shlichus, that should be mitzdarif, because Taisa said, a minui shlichus is the same thing as saying, hey, this is a good signature. So those two should be mitzdarif. Maybe it's Atzas Rachlufe that's possible. Maybe it's Atzas Rachlufe, which is a chiddush. Even the Shliach said, "Fanai Nechtav." We're going to be guys after Achlufe. We usually don't say that. Usually the Shliach says before it. So, even the Sefer was that the guy after Achlufe. I can't answer you. You're right. I have to think about what you're saying. Okay. At any rate, this is the Chazanish's kasha. The Chazanish says, If it was up to me, I would say nafinami. And when the Mishnah says echad amar b'fanai nechtav, be'echad amar b'fanai nechtam, I would say it's dafka that the shliach is the one saying nechtam, and the stranger is saying b'fanai nechtav. But the Chazanish says it's a taichik. The stam of the masnisin is not mashma that way. It's a taichik. And Rav Shmuel adds that in the Ritva and the Meiri it says beferish that it's both ways. That when the Mishnah says echad amar b'fanai nechtav, echad amar b'fanai nechtav, it can go both ways. So since it can go both ways, the Chazanish blab shver. He doesn't understand when the stranger says b'fanai nechtav. And the shliach says before I nechtav, it should be a good get, because lamaisa you have two edim on the signature and the second that they say the second signature is good. In the chidusha, Reb Shmuel, the tall one called chidusha. Chidusha Reb Shmuel Simin, was it Simin Gimel? What was that? Simin Gimel. He answers. Based on a Shari Yeshua, on a Rav Shimon, Mechudishtik Rav Shimon, but a very nice Yisrael of Rav Shimon. We'll learn to the Shari Yeshua, and then we'll come back and see how it answers our sugya. But Rav Shimon has a very interesting way of looking at two Eidim, not the way you and I normally look at two Eidim. We normally say, two Eidim? It's Vaday true. Vaday Emes. Anything that two Eidim said is certainly true. But Shimon says, it's not so. Two Eidim could lie. You never had that two Eidim lie. If two Eidim say something, I wouldn't make a shvur that it's true. It may be true, may not be true. Because there is a kasuv that we paskin based on two edim. Two edim is enough of a raya to paskin. Not only that, the Torah said that trei kameya, two edim is like 100 edim. Whatever the hesber is, we can explain it. But Rav Shimon's point is, the Torah didn't tell you, hey, you're a firm Jew, you have to believe what two edim say. No such thing. Two edim could tell me something, I cannot believe them. But I have to paskin dinei mamonis based on that. The Torah said, we paskin dinei, not only dinei mamonis, erev also, we paskin are based on two. Does that mean that I have an amun ha-shleim, an iman is amun ha-shleim, he's telling the truth? No. But it means I paskin that way. Sometimes it's very hard to know the truth. You could try to investigate, and try to find out what's going on. You have to, at some point, believe someone. The Torah said, two eidim. This is Rav Shimon's way of looking at two eidim. The two eidim is because the cost of you believe two eidim. It's not because we say that's called emes. Emes is called the threshold of proof of two eidim. That's emes. No, it may not be emes. It's because there is a cost. Now, what does that have to do with anything? So I'll tell you the case that Rav Shimon is talking about. It's a different case than our Gemara. This is Shari Yosha Shari Zayin Perichal Gimel. It's also here brought in the Chiddush of Shmuel. Very, very clear. The Lashon is beautiful. The way it's written. Rav Shimon was talking about the following case. One aide says he saw a loan, a halva. He saw Reuven borrow or lend $100 to Shimon. He saw Reuven lend $100 to Shimon. Shimon owes. It's only one aide, not enough to be mechayev. The second aide comes in and he says, I saw another aide, an aide echad, that went into Besdin, said aides that Reuven lent Shimon money. Besdin questioned him, says nechru aidus aide Besdin, but he was only one aide at the time, and therefore, I'm sorry. Even he says I saw two aides in Besdin. The aide echad says I saw two aides come to Besdin, and I saw Besdin question the two of them. And Besdin paskin that we believe they're Eidus. So I saw two Eidim Shenechru Eidus and Besdin, and they said that Reuven lent Shimon $100. There's only one aide who saw it in Bezdin. He says at that time Bezdin couldn't find Shimon, and the whole thing was put aside. It happens all the time. Bezdin Paskins, of course Paskins, the guy's a fugitive, they can't find him. Fine. There's an aide Echad who says that he saw that this happened in Bezdin, that it was Eidus Shenechereidus in the Bezdin. There's another aide who says, I saw the loan itself. Now, if you ask me, I would say that's two aides. You have one aide, now, today, we're in Bezdin, in the year 2005. And one aide says, I saw the loan. The other aide comes to us and he says, I saw it 10 years ago that there were two aides in Bezdin. I can't find them now. But I saw two aides in Bezdin that said aides. And those two aides were Nechreidus of Bezdin. So now comes out, the first aide says, I know there was a loan. Second aide says, I know there was a loan. Okay, we should pass him, he has to pay. Zatrev Shimon, no. You don't have two aides that say, we know there was a loan. Why? You have one aide who says, I know there's a loan, he saw it. The second aide, what's he saying? He's saying, I saw two aides in Bezdin say witness. Does that mean he knows there was a loan? No. Because just because two people said there's a loan, he doesn't swear it's Emes. He doesn't know that there was a loan. But then what is the aide saying? If we would have that Bezdin in front of us, they would pass him. We don't have that Bezdin. Whatever it is. The aide only saw one thing. He saw two aides and said, this is Bezdin, and they were questioned.
And therefore there was commission after the Bezdin.
There was commission after the Bezdin.
So that's not enough.
So that's Rosh Hashanah's Chiddush. That even though they saw Shnei Eidim, Shenechra, Eidus, and the Bezdin, they saw, they say, Tishyachit saw Shnei Eidim, Shenechra, Eidus, and the Bezdin. That doesn't mean he has an umdem, it's true. It just means he saw two aidim in Bezdin. Does that mean it's Emes? Maybe Emes, maybe not. We've had plenty of times that two aidim line. And it's not a Pesaris. Stubnut. If he saw Pesach Bezdin, it could be the Pesach Bezdin, it's not a Machayim. But not that he saw Pesach Bezdin. He saw that Bezdin questioned the two aidim and they were satisfied. What? It comes out, the case of the camel is a better umdina than two aidim. Because the two aidim, not because I believe them, because Bezdin has to pass them that way. The din of Pesach Bezdin has to pass them that way. Bezdin stuck, they have to pass him. What does Shimon Shatach say? I know the truth, but I have to pass him according to the rules. Right, the Mishnah Sanhedrin. I know what happened, but I have to go according to the rules. And not to wait. This is Reb Shimon's Chiddush, the Chiddush Gadol. But the second aid is not made on a Chiyav Mamon. He's made on a story. Two aid came into business, said something. Probably, he's probably talking dafka that he didn't see a Pesach Bezdin. If he saw a Pesach Bezdin, Pesach is a Machayim. It could be Tavei with a Pesach Bezdin. So it has to be he saw Nechreidus in the Bezdin, and he didn't see the Pesach. But this is Rosh Hashanah's Chiddush. Two people would say Shnei Eidim Shnechreidus in the Bezdin. So, I think we're right to be no contradiction. We would believe that it happened, that the TSA happened, but that's an idea beyond the law. Because this case is a Gemara Ksubis. It's a deal in a Gemara Ksubis. That they ask, why aren't you now money? You shouldn't come to answer why aren't you. This is Rav Shimon's Chiddush. I think I have a raya. You could argue with me. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. Tell me if this case is a raya. There's a case Rabbi Kivega brings in the Gilyon of Shulchan Aruch, Simen Mem Vav. There's a case, a shtar, that has three aidim signed on the shtar. You have three aidim signed. And it says, whatever, Reuven lent Shimon 100 talents. They come to Beis Din, Shimon says it's a full shtar. So Reuven has to be mekayem the shtar. Reuven finds two Eidim. One Eid trusts that is mekayem signature A and B. And the second Eid is mekayem signature B and C. Is that a good kiyum? Again, a shtar with three signatures. The shtar says that Reuven lent Shimon 100 talents. A, B, C all sign on the same thing. Now, two Eidim are Mekayim signatures A and B, and two Eidim are Mekayim signatures B and C. Pashtus, I would have said it's good. The Maisa, the first Eid is Mekayim signature A and B, he says it's a kosher shtar. The second Eid is Mekayim signatures B and C. He also says it was a kosher shtar. What's the problem? Rabbi Akiva Eger brings from the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, no good. Why is it no good? If you have one Eid that knows from one reason, and one Eid knows for a different reason, when we tariff them, say you have two Eid and say it's a good shtar. This Eid says A and B is a good signature. This Eid says B and C is a good signature. Why are we tariff them? Is it Eben Ozel is Matzmiyam Rabbi Akiva Eger? Eben Ozel says, I don't understand. Why are you not tariff them? Why now?
There are
three Eidim on the signature and two Eidim who came to Beis Din. The three who signed, they're not here now. We can't find them. A, B, and C are signatures and they're not here. Eid Kiyam walk in. One Eid Kiyam says, I recognize signature A and B. If both of them will recognize A and B, it would be a good shtar. If both of them recognize B and C, it would be a good shtar. But one recognizes A and B, the other one recognizes A, B, and C. I would think it's good.
No, they don't have two
Right, but remember I told you, if two Eidim say, if one Eid says he lent the money on Sunday, one Eid says he lent the money on Monday, that's good enough. That's called Eidus Miuchet. That's one with Sarasem, the separate Eidus with Sarasem. Why can't I be with Sarasem? It's two Eidim.
Each one
has two signatures.
Yeah, but each one of their own two. Together, there's only one.
What you're saying is, and I'll phrase it the way I think Rav Shimon would have phrased it, if he writes about it somewhere. But he would say is, if you say the Eidei Kiyum are saying, I know there was a loan, because I recognize A and B. Let's say you would say, when there are two Eidim, it means you know it's true. Then Rabbi Akiva Eger would be shem. The first Eid is saying, I know it's true. I recognize A and B, so I know there was a loan. The second Eid is saying, I know there was a loan. I recognize B and C. I know there was a loan. So if you learn the way the Weltnor you would normally learn, two Eidim means you know, then it wouldn't be like her. Then it would be the style. The first date says, I know there was a loan. Second date says, I know there was a loan. So everyone knows there was a loan. So if two Eidim know there was a loan, it's good. But equator of Shimon, Rav Shimon is saying, no. Nobody knows there was a loan. All they know, he says, I know there were two Eidim, A and B. He says, I know there were two Eidim, B and C. Well, Maisa, you don't have a kiyum on two signatures. Beis Din Paskins, if you have two people, two signatures that say there was a loan, Gzeres HaKos and Beis Din Paskins. Here, there's no Gzeres HaKos for Beis Din Paskins based on, because there are no two Eidim here. Sorry, the star is commission echorei dusa b'Beis Din. You don't say vada, but we paskin based on it. If we have a star with two Eidim, it's like two live Eidim, and we paskin based on it.
You
say you could say it anyway. Although I would think it's not so. If I recognize two signatures, it means I know there was a loan. I know there was a loan. What? Okay, that means I know there was a loan. If I heard it.
That means the one being made knows whatever the person knows actually helped.
Okay. So tell me, Rabbi Kivagger could be without it also. Fine. That doesn't. It's not Rabbi Akiva. But a question of Shimon, I think it's much more Kishrak. Okay. So maybe it's not. You don't need the Rabbi Shimon. Question of Shimon, you only have Edom Kivagger. They recognize both. If you have two Edom on A and two Edom on B. No, because they Kiyam, all they have to say is, I know the signature, I know the signature. Once you know the signatures, the signatures are saying Eidus, that there was a loan. Not the Eidus Kiyam. The signatures are saying Eidus, there was a loan. Akoponim, this is Reb Shimon's Yisayid. And Zokt Reb Shmuel, with this Reb Shimon, you can answer the Chazon Ish's Kasha. What was the Chazon Ish's Kasha? What did he want to use? He wanted to use two witnesses. One was the shliach, and he says, "I know that there was a mina shlichus because they used the shliach." And one who says, "I recognize the signatures." Zakt Reb Shmuel, according to Reb Shimon, one aide who says, "I recognize two signatures," is nothing. Ad kidei kach. Listen to what he says. And this Rosh Hashanah says Beferish. If you have an Eid Echad on Kiyam Shtaris, I come into Bezdin, I say you owe me money, you say you don't. I pull out a Shtar, you say Mezuyah. I bring an Eid Echad, that's Makayim. I would think, at least you have to swear. I have an Eid Echad, if I would have two Eidim on Kiyam Shtaris, you would have to pay me. So come back in that two people are Makayim Mamin, one should be Chayim Shvur. No. To have one Eid on Kiyam Shtaris, swear. Reb Shimon says you don't have to swear. Because there's no Eid Echad that there was a loan. There's an Eid Echad who says I recognize the two signatures. But he's not saying there was a loan. Maybe the two are lying. The same thing here. When you have an Eid Echad who says Befarei Nechtam, and he's not a Shriach, because I didn't give him any nemanis, an Eid Echad Befarei Nechtam is garnished. An Eid Echad who says I recognize signatures is nothing. Because what's he saying? He's saying two people signed. But he doesn't know that what they signed is true. Maybe true, may not be true. Since he doesn't know, he can't be Mechayev Shvur. And Vaiti can't be Mitzdar to be an aid on the get. An aid Echad, on the Chesima, is nothing, unless he's a Shliach, which the Rabbanah gave him the months.
So why is two people signing on a camp?
Because two people, Talochid Bez has to accept. That's no, two people.
Rebbe's understanding that an Eid Echad, he's believed that these two people are signed on it as an Eid Echad, just he's not believed that they're telling the truth. Because who says they're telling the truth? So if I have two people, so right, because you believe that there are two Eids who are believing that they're both signed on it, but they're the same what I asked
them. So then, once you have two Eids that say on a signature, those Eids are now, we know for certain that they signed it. We know it's true. We know they signed it. Once we know they signed it, that's the din shtar, that's as if they're standing here alive and saying
whatever
it.
Whatever two people are believed as two, one should be believed as one. You can't go and say two are believed as two and one is believed as nothing.
Say, right, so the one is believed, not on the loan, he's believed on the signature. But the signature is not what's Machai. It's the loan that's Machai.
Why isn't
he sure
it's a fake shot?
You should have to swear.
And it's a fake
shot. Can't be Machai Yeshua. It's academic if it's Mazuyas. Let's say I'm my that the star that I never lent you money. Just arguing if the star is Mazuyas. You can't be Machai Yeshua on that. That's not mom.
Why is there any difference?
The second guy is saying that the Tosca was a Shriach, so he's understanding that the Shriach was still in Novak's Kuma. Just the fact that you think. In Tosca's case.
Right.
So let's get back to Tosca's. Echad Shriach, but maybe, no, because in Tosca's case, what is a Shriach? So he says, I saw Mina Shlichus. And the second one also says, I saw Mina Shlichus. The benefit in Tosca's case is they're both saying the same words. Each of them is saying, I saw the Mina Shlichus. Saying the same words, that's two Eidim. That's really a different story. What Rav Shimon is talking is when you have two different Edim saying different words, which normally you could be mitzar of them. But if one of them is saying Edis on a chasima, or Edis on a Edis Shnechu Bebezdin, that's nothing. One Edim says, I saw Edis Shnechu Bebezdin, that's nothing. Right, this is the Lomdus HaSugya, quite Rav Shimon. I will point out to those of you, last year we had a lot of Rav Shimon's in Kedushin, I think. And Rav Shimon's general philosophy always was, if the Torah says something, it establishes a metzius. Like we had, Rav Shimon held that not kosher food, nevela, doesn't have a din oichlin. It's not food. Right? If you cook nevela on Shabbos, you chayiv on Yom Tov, you chayiv malchus, it's not food. It doesn't have a din oichlin. The Torah says it's not food, it's not food. We had a bunch of similar ideas where a safik derais lo chomer. Rav Shimon said, it's not a safik. Safik derais is about that yisr. The Torah said it, it becomes, the metzius becomes like that. This Rav Shimon doesn't seem to stem. I would think Rav Shimon would say, if the Torah said to Eidim on Yemon, that's the Messias. It's Emes. Rav Shimon would say, not that one. Say, two Eidim could say, it's only the Halacha, not the Messias. On the other hand, the Rav Shimon is a Davar HaMestaver, because two Eidim could lie easily. Not hard to find two Eidim to lie. For the right price, you get two Eidim to lie. The Yisrael Rav Shimon is Taka Davar HaMestaver. Okay, I'd like to do the Lishna Achrin of the Gemara and just make sure that you understand Pshat, because there's not that much more lumdus wise in the Lishna Achrin, just a different Pshat in the Mishnah. The Lishna Achrin is going like Rabba. What did Rabba say? Asiyo Beitrei. If two people bring you, still need B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. So let's see, Lishna Achrin. Amrilei, Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amr Rav Yechanan. I still get you, I said, Vitach Zidei Shnei Impossible. Alma, Kassav, Vishnayim, Shevi, you get Medina Sayyam, Tzrichin Sheyayim, of Neinu Nechta, of Fanei Nechta. So Alma is the opposite of the first Lash. Alma, we see that Shnayim, Shevi, you get Medina Sayyam, which is another way of saying, as you obey Trey, Tzrichin Sheyayim, of Neinu Fanei Nechta, which is Rava. Amr Rav Yehuda, Alam Yehuda, Seifa. Same question. Seifa said, Shnayim, I'm Rav Neinu Nechta, but Dechad, I'm a funny nechta. Possible. Reb Yudamash, I feel like you're saying, Tashi Deshneh, impossible. Possibly Rabbanim. The Rabbanim Passel, you're saying, even if the get is Yaitim at Tashi Deshneh, why would it be possible? If the Shneh of Shluchim. I'm like you. The Mike, come here, Flagi. What's the Machlaikis? What's the Machlaikis in which case? Shneim Oimrim Nechtav, and one says Nechtam. Right? So Shnayim Nechtav should be good according to Rabba. See how old you need Ksiva Lishma. Masav Lishishem Bikim Lishma. So two say Ksiva is kosher. Masav Lishem Tzim Lakaimai. So one Chasima is Noga. Lema de Rabba Barabba Tanoi. Are they arguing in Rabba Barabba? Look. Rabba Vitaris Lishna Kama. Rabba always like the first Lash. For Rabba Amalach, the Kuliyama being Lishma. So they're arguing in a new thing. They're arguing Shema Yazadava Likulai and La'acha Shalomdu. A separate machlaikis. Kaidim Shalomdu will be no machlaikis. Avadi would need, it will be puzzle. La'acha Shalomdu, all the guys are that's a machlaikis. I go to Nami review the Varesha. Maramullah, Kalukai may review the operation. So these are the two Lashaynas of the Gemara. What I'd like for you to do, is give you some homework to work out, because Pshat, I'm sitting and tell you Pshat, it's either you got it or you don't get it. I'd like you to be able to work out the Pshat, and I'll tell you what I'd like you to do. Just before that, I want to mention one Kasha that I had. Somebody must ask the Kasha, I probably missed it. Who's the Baal Memra in the two Lashaynas? Yechanan. The two Lashonos is with Yechanan. On Hey Amid Beis, after we finished with all Machlokes Rabba and Rava, we had on the third line, Plukted Rabbi Yechanan and Shulman Levi, Chadam al Fishem Biki Lashma, Chadam al Shem Tzim Lakaimar. We said Rabbi Yechanan and Shulman Levi argued in the Machlokes Rabba and Rava, and to stay there, Rabbi Shulman Levi, Yadam al Fishem Biki Lashma. Yeshua ben Levi is the one who held like Rabba, and that means Rabbi Yechanan held like Rava. Which the Gemara even says beferish later that later halfway down, Midrav Yeshua Levi Yom Hashem Gimishma, Yechim Ama Fishenim Tzim Lekayim. So the Gemara said beferish of Yechim Ama like Rava. Our Gemara, the first Lashon of Yechim Ama like Rava, the second Lashon of Yechim Ama like Rava. Alright, so two Lashonis in the Gemara, you can't ask on Hayam and Beis. Hayam and Beis is going like the first Lashon of this Gemara, for whatever reason. Hayam and Beis is going like the first Lashon. But it bothers me the Tatsaisis. Like Rashi said, the first Lashon is Rava. Mishkayach, we know Rav Yechon holds like Rava. Why does Taisis say, no, it's going like Rava too? Nira, Philemon Yom Yom Kim Lashma, Ayri Hacha. We know for a fact Rav Yechon holds like Rava. So you could say one lashon is different. Okay, it's argument. But in the first lashon, at least one lashon has to stim with that gemara. So why is Taisus making Rav Yechonah be like Rava? Well, Taisus just means that what Rav Yechonah said could be true like Rava too. Rav Yechonah meant it like Rava. Taisus just needs to say that it could be true like Rava also. But to say to Rav Yechonah had to hold like Rava, we know that. This is an aside. Let me just, before we run out of time, show you what I'd like you to do. Put your trunks in here. You don't do it right.